Right now on a phone line is Kari Paul, who is a personal finance reporter for MarketWatch.com. Kari, welcome to the Biz Lunch.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That's a pretty easy name to pronounce. You wouldn't think I'd screw that up. I'm sorry about that.
It's a hard one, actually.
So you wrote about the use of marijuana on millennials and the change that's going to come to this country. So cited a study from the University of Connecticut and Georgia State found that in U.S. counties where marijuana was legalized, purchases of wine and beer dropped by 15%. We really are at coming upon a wave, aren't we, in the way the changes in the way we socialize?
Right. We are seeing this trend across the board, but particularly among millennials. They are less likely to use alcohol products, more likely to use cannabis products. Obviously, millennials have grown up in a country where marijuana has been legalized in a few states, recreationally or medically, and so it's definitely people are looking at it with a more lax viewpoint.
You started your story at MarketWatch.com by talking about a 27-year-old Chicago woman. She called her Jenna, and just explain for me her situation and why she stopped buying booze.
Right, so she is a business operations employee based in Chicago, and she kind of looked at this from a financial perspective. The average beer at a bar in Chicago is $6 for a pint. She only spent $30 a month on marijuana versus $30 a night on alcohol when you're talking about, you know, buying around for friends. When you close out your tab at the bar, it can be $30 or $50. So that's how much she would spend on a normal month on cannabis. So that choice was largely financial for her.
She said she was tired of waking up feeling badly about, A, what she might have done, and just B, physically after drinking, and now uses marijuana. And she's not alone. The recreational marijuana industry was a $6 billion industry, you write, in 2016. It's projected to increase 700% to $50 billion in legal sales by the year 2026. So what are companies, what is big business doing to sort of get ahead of this?
Right, so there are a lot of cannabis companies that are upping their output, putting out new products in the cannabis realm, but then there are also existing companies that are trying to get into the cannabis space. I mentioned there's a Heineken-owned brand, Lagunitas, that is mentioning that they are looking into a cannabis beer infused with THC. Pepsi and Coca-Cola have both said that they are looking into CBD-infused beer, which or soda, which is CBD is the non-chemical component of marijuana. It doesn't cause intoxication the same way THC does. It's more of a calming effect without the high ceiling that people talk about.
Carrie, back up on that for me, because I know you wrote about that as well, and I don't quite have my arms around what the CBD does. If there's not the sort of intoxicating impact, why is it that people are going to buy it if they're looking to buy intoxicants?
Right. So I think the way I've heard it described from some people is that it's more of a calming effect, like having a cup of chamomile tea or something like that. You're just feeling more of a physical calming effect rather than a mental intoxication effect like you might with traditional cannabis.
Another thing is that the new farm bill that we're expecting, right, is actually going to make CBD much more available than it is right now?
Right. So CBD is technically legal in most states in the U.S. through a variety of laws as well as loopholes in laws. So a lot of places it isn't legal, but it also isn't illegal.
Right.
And so this farm bill, is what it's going to do is make that more consistent across all 50 states. It's going to be no longer classified as a drug that is regulated in that way.
All right, so we'll see big changes coming when it comes to people are not buying beer and wine, and we'll see if they do indeed turn toward legal marijuana. We've got a governor's race that wraps up on Tuesday, and one candidate has said right away that he wants to move to legalize marijuana. That's the Democrat. I don't know that Governor Rauner has taken a position on it. I'm not sure where he is, but it's certainly something that is Illinois is going to be facing it very, very soon. Kari Paul, read more of what she writes at MarketWatch.com. It was great to talk to you again. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much.